This is the station for the fans of the home teams. Pass us. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We all have our morning routine.
These kids ain't gonna learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie, let's go. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Some silly goose has put this Grateful Dead Night Red Sox thing in front of me with the dancing bears. One of them's in a Red Sox jersey. Oh, the...
Ronaldo's already scored, by the way. Like 4 minutes in.
Just now.
Oh, boy. Now it's just going to get more and more
annoying. Goals in a game in 5 minutes
for Ronaldo. It's going to get really annoying. Well, in fairness, they're playing Morocco.
Yes, so, right.
They're right up there with them. And maybe more kids can rock Ronaldo jerseys, even though they've never stiffed Portugal. Big fans. All right, Rich, the NHL Awards, I mean, you can say what you will about the World Cup and its grip on the nation, but I will tell you that it is nothing compared to what is going on tonight in Las Vegas.
Just when you think the NHL has finally cracked into the public consciousness and the fever's there. You had two unbelievable stories as far as who made it to the finals. The Golden Knights, obviously something that movies are made out of. Now, whether since they didn't win, I don't know if you'd still make that movie. And then you had, I guess you would. And then, and then you have Washington, who throughout all of this, Ovechkin never won it, and all of his parting has become legendary.
Yeah, Ovechkin's just on a month-long bender, and he's saying, what do you want out of me?
Yeah, and you would think that this is finally something where the NHL gets the respect of having superstars show up to the NHL Awards. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just remember back a couple years ago, let's take a listen to the opening of the, I think it was the 2015 NHL Awards.
Welcome to the 2014 NHL Awards, featuring David Boreanaz, Kevin Connolly, Whoopi Goldberg, Cuba Gooding Jr., James Lipton, Retta, Pia Toscano, Michael Vartan, David Walton, with special appearances by Jabberwockies, Mud is Yahoo,
Phillips. Mud is Yahoo, remember the guy who was like the,
he was like the
Hasidic rapper?
His performance that night was legendary. I remember that.
By the way, I believe his hit was about 14 years before that.
Yeah, no, that's right.
That's right. I think it was like 2006 was when he had that King Without a Crown.
Yeah, maybe.
And then it was like, that was 2014, so 8 years later.
Yeah, they landed Mud is Yahoo for the event.
And if it's long as he had a hit, then he's actually a Catholic.
There's a certain point where you have to just cut your losses.
Just say, maybe it's not worth televising this anymore.
And just go like, hey, Wayne Gretzky's here and, you know, Bobby Orr's here. Like, there's a point where
unbelievable.
Kevin Connolly is a nobody, but there was a point after Whoopi Goldberg, I believe, that I didn't know who they were talking
James
about.
James Lipton? That's the Actor's Studio guy,
but at
right?
least I know who he is. I mean, I'm probably could identify Retta if you put enough people in front of me.
I don't think you could. Remember like last year? No, 2 years
she's
ago.
She's a heavy African-American woman.
I don't know. I actually don't know. I have no idea. So I would have no idea.
Well,
I would know Reba.
Well, Reba is a country sensation with one of the great TV shows of all time.
Well, don't think that they don't bring like the rock stars.
Here to sing Long Live Rock and Roll, Daughtry!
Okay, all right. So the guy who was fifth finisher on American Idol 7 years ago, he's going to rock your face. Oh, hang on. That's the one where he tells the crowd to get up.
Yeah, that's
get
up.
Here to sing Long Live
Rock
and Roll.
Okay.
Daughtry!
Come on, everybody, get up. Come on!
No one gets up.
I'm serious. Get up.
If you have to tell people twice to get up, it's not worth doing. All these hockey players are like, no, we're not getting
up. You're dog trained. Why would I discomfort myself at all?
Yeah.
I'm in this nice chair.
Well, then there was, of course, you know, when you had the Real Housewives. Remember when they showed us?
Hello, Adrian. It's a good thing the rest of the cast is not here, or guess what? We'd all end up in the penalty box.
Absolutely.
Girl. It's an honor to be here to present the Lady Bing trophy.
It goes to the player with the most gentlemanly conduct combined with a high standard of playing ability, not something I'm particularly used to lately.
Don't feel bad. It's a rare combination, but all our nominees certainly qualify. Let's take a look.
Okay. So
well, they've been drinking.
Is that a high five after the first joke? That's what it sounded
there
like.
Was, but at yeah. least they're familiar with the players they're giving the awards to.
And the Lady Bing Memorial Trophy goes to... Let's see.
Martin St. Louis.
Well, they're drunk. I mean, they're obviously yeah. drunk.
Well, you know.
Now the cast of Facts of Life. Well, Natalie, when you're done having that piece of cake, we can get down to business. Well, Blair, you haven't held up that well either.
All right. Would you like to hear who is presenting this evening?
Please.
The people that they've been able to roll out.
Yeah. All right. Not made public until like yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, you can't.
I mean, listen, because some people, you don't want to blow it. You don't want to blow the surprise.
Sure, because
right?
you're not positive until their people get back to you and say unequivocally yeah. they'll be there.
Anybody into Jim Belushi? We got a little Jim Belushi on there?
Tell me he's please playing his version of the blues.
Possibly, but then you would have to have John Goodman show up, and I don't think you can do that without him.
No, because he's coming off that Roseanne controversy. But, yeah, I mean, if he... I mean, what's wrong with Jim Belushi just saying, like, I'm a old white guy kicking out these blues jams?
Okay, I joke. They actually did get one pretty big name, and they got Wonder Woman. Not Gal Gadot, but...
Linda
Carter.
I'm in.
She's all over the place now.
I am in.
What is she trying to do?
No, she was at the Capitol thing, right?
Yeah.
If she was at the Capitol, like, she's like a Washington, D.C. yeah, resident.
No, I know, but what is the motivation to do these things?
Linda Carter's name is listed second on the presenter's list. Linda Carter. Has anyone ever heard her speak for the last, 10 years?
I just don't know why she would go there. Like, you're promoting... You haven't promoted anything for 30 years. Like, why are you getting up to do something?
Maybe she was just around.
Washington Capitals fan. She still looks decent for 85 years old.
Fine, but I'm sure she does, but you have nothing to promote. What's the point of going... Like, a free food?
That's it.
I'm literally going down the list here. The next presenter, ladies and gentlemen... From the TV movie version of this movie Zapped, Ogre Boy, a.k.a. Andrew Hare.
Oh, Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds?
No, Andrew Hare, the actor who plays Ogre Boy in the TV movie version of Zapped.
That got by me. That's you, Fred. I don't know that one.
No, I would take it this is somewhat recently.
Yeah, I had to IMDb him, and that's the most recent thing. He played Ogre Boy.
Well, hopefully...
Was that the Willie Ames role, or was that the Scott Baio role?
I don't know, but Willie Ames somewhere is saying, I'm available.
Next on the list, Dylan Playfair from the Disney TV movie The Descendants.
All right, well, unfortunately, I know what The Descendants is. I don't know how he appeals to adult hockey fans. The Descendants, by the way, a musical that is... Poorly done.
Just going down the list. Celebrity ventriloquist Terry Fader.
Oh, is he like a Vegas guy that happened to be there already?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course. Okay. He's next door.
Why? Yeah, he's playing the Blarney Stone, or whatever the hell the name of that Irish casino is.
O'Shea's. They're slots are loose and ready to pay.
Right. I'll tell you this. Why wouldn't you just go hey... Here's Hall of Fame hockey players.
Okay.
Why do you insist on celebrity? Why would you possibly put... First of all, if you have celebrity before your name, you know you're super famous.
We say it every year.
But, why would you have a celebrity something? like you have to inform people. Listen, celebrity. It's a big star. Don't worry about
it. He's a celebrity.
Yeah, he's a big celebrity. He's hot on the ventriloquist market.
And then... Right next on the list, a illusionist Darcy Oak.
Okay, now they're just putting people up
that
there.
That person doesn't exist.
No, of course they do.
They're
at the Vegas airport, and they found them.
But get at least Carrot Top. So many people have heard of before.
Why would Carrot Top do that? Why would he take away a night of a payday?
All right, it's a good point. It's an excellent point. Right, these are people who weren't booked for a Wednesday night.
Yes. Yes.
So they said, get the puppet guy in here.
Like, yeah, the corpse of Doug Henning.
They roll him out. It's just, actually on display just, over at the Orleans.
It's Doug Henning's teeth. Hi. Illusion is magic. And illusion can be magical.
There's got to be like a D-list washed-up celebrity who just for free liquor will do it. And it happened 2 years ago. 2 years ago, they struck gold with somebody because he wouldn't leave the stage. He was so annihilated. And that gentleman was Cuba Gooding Jr. Remember when he just started freaking out?
Yeah.
And everything he yelled.
What's happening, y'all?
Oh, this is how many times he yelled.
He said Duncan Keith. I thought he said Duncan Sheik.
Well, he's dead.
That would be a guy who would perform at this.
No, I barely breathe.
Yeah.
He's not breathing anymore. From 20 years ago.
They're rolling out just like Doug Henning's teeth. They would just roll out.
I don't think Duncan Sheik is dead.
I thought he died.
No, there's no way.
Dead or alive.
Oh, Elliot Smith. How would I get those guys mixed up? Well, maybe come on, do I'm Barely Breathing. Opening. And Dishwalla.
Duncan Sheik's still living.
Of course he's still living.
Thank you, Cuba Gooding Jr. Okay, all right. That was great. Didn't he, like, hit on Andrew Ferentz's wife or something?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this, is that with their hit from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Goo Goo Gaga, or Goo Goo Gaga,
Gaga Goo Goo, Gaga Goo Goo,
yeah,
performing the never-ending story theme, it's Lamal.
Ray Parker Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
A woman needs love.
Yeah, where's Dave Grohl when you need him? He does all these award shows.
Just Ray Parker Jr.
That's right. Doing a song not Ghostbusters. Whatever that is.
Guys, this ain't no nostalgia trip. This is new Ray Parker Jr.
You know him from Alias and Hawthorne. A lifelong Kings fan, Michael Vartan.
Thank you, Michael
No, I
Vartan.
Don't know him. You're assuming a lot.
I don't really know who he is.
No, you're assuming that I know who he is.
So tonight's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be... This should be phenomenal. It always is.
I agree, Fred. The NHL, in theory, is a giant professional league. They just had a nice playoffs with a good story. How can you not invite at least two or three world famous? I mean, Mark Messier.
Let's be fair. They do have one or two of those guys come out there.
But why would you just not do that? I mean, what do you think? You're pulling the wool over people's
honest
eyes?
Honest to God, like, instead of when you Linda go Carter.
Linda Carter.
Instead
that,
of.
It might as well be Leonardo DiCaprio. You have effing celebrity ventriloquist.
Who is next door? Fader, right? Fader's
if you told me there was a pledge drive for a kid's nursery school and there was an illusionist and a puppeteer, I would say, oh, I'm not going.
Is this the first NHL Awards where Kevin Smith was not invited?
Oh, it's a good point.
He just had like a big heart problem.
That guy keeps the hockey uniform people in business.
Well, I mean, he keeps
the fabric people in business. There's only so much wool that's available.
Roll the clip!
All right.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This song.
I love the song.
Because of the video.
Well, the video's creepy. Without a doubt.
Trying to get your gun with the guy who can't hear, can't see, can't move anything but his head. Anti-war movie, but very disturbing. So Lockhart is obsessed with this, which is, I think, pretty funny. If you had to name the worst, like, unhealthy cereal in the world, what would it be?
That's
like
it would have to be something with marshmallows and food coloring, like Lucky Charms.
No, Lucky Charms is the greatest.
You said unhealthy. No, like eating marshmallows for breakfast?
No.
It doesn't take away from it.
No, the worst tasting. Like, why would you possibly get that out of unhealthy cereals? Because I don't want you to say, like, Mucinex or something that's like...
Yeah, Wheatina.
Yeah, like, right. Like, it's not something that's supposed to make you take 11 craps. No, like...
Grape nuts.
Yes, I was just about to say
that's
that.
Healthy.
No, but you tasting?
Holy cow.
What do you want? What is worst for you or what?
Okay, the worst tasting cereal that's bad for you. So it's like a sugar cereal that's bad for you, but it tastes like garbage.
Sugar Smacks.
Yes. Honey Smacks.
You don't like Honey Smacks? You don't like Honey Smacks?
Awful.
No,
I hate
Honey Smacks.
I love Honey Smacks. No, that's the first thing that popped into my head. Honey Smacks. Sugar Smacks, Honey Smacks, whatever. Awful.
It's absolutely terrible.
Every time
you get one of those Kellogg's, like, mini box things that has Honey Smacks.
Oh, forget it.
Just skip it over.
That was always last.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree.
It's not even last. It just doesn't happen.
Well, what I'm saying is that's the one thing that's left in the pantry after 3 months. That lonely box in the corner.
Yeah.
In that cardboard tray.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
You're going Fruit Loops first, and then you're working down from there.
Yeah, Sugar Pops is in there, but Honey Smacks.
So you like Pops over Honey Smacks?
Absolutely.
You are
without
on
question.
Crack.
I would say you're on crack. It's horrible.
Well, they're both
and you're
terrible.
In the minority.
Yeah, they're both terrible.
I was never a fan of Pops, but Honey Smacks.
Pops is not as bad as Honey Smacks, but they're neck and neck.
Are Honey Smacks the same thing as Super Sugar Crisp?
The one with the frog on the cover, right?
Yes, it's the one with the frog on the cover, and and every piece looks like an ass.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, well put. I used to get the cheap version of that. There was the Popeye, there was the Puffed Rice version of Honey Smacks.
How poor could your parents been?
Dude, we were really poor. Dude, we were on food stamps.
Fine.
Like, we were really poor.
I know.
We talked Tough Skins for a while.
Dude, we rocked Tough Skins.
I know.
A stack of patches.
I knew kids that had Tough Skins, and I knew where you could buy them. Like generic Honey Smacks?
You know someone who had Tough Skins. He's sitting next to you.
Like, oh, generic? Yeah. No. In school. We would go to Brody's and they had Tough Skins.
So, Fred,
they were like put in a corner, like with a guy with like a hayseed in his mouth. Everything else.
We needed a blowtorch to make a hole in the thing. I'm
Fred, when we went to the grocery store.
I just like the idea that you like Lee's were like completely like a foreign concept. Like, I mean, how much of a monetary difference could Lee's and Tough Skins be?
It's a lot, especially when you have five kids. So we would walk, when we went to the grocery store.
That's irresponsible.
Well, we were Catholic. You can't control yourself sometimes.
Of course, that's what,
if you follow the rules.
The Lord wants, and there shall be food stamps.
Yes, and there shall be no Trojans. So there was a aisle, the cereal aisle, when you would show up, you would walk right past the cornflakes, right past the Fruity Pebbles, right past the Honey Nut Cheerios, and to the section that was the very end, which had these gigantic bags of puffed rice. Now, there were only two types of Popeye puffed rice. There was either the white ones, which was just like biting on styrofoam, and I used to hate when my mom would buy that. But then there was the one that was the knockoff Honey Smacks, and you were all set. I mean, it might have been like 2 gallons worth of cereal for, I think it was probably $1.
Well, no wonder you liked Honey Smacks. You had a salt lick in the back backyard.
It was like, please, sir, may I have some more?
Right.
Whose turn is it on the salt lick? I was like, Oliver, please, may I have some more?
Yeah,
Popeye puffed rice.
Richard, your 5 minutes begins now.
Honey Smacks was like prime rib for you. You were just like,
I got honey.
If you went to someone's house, it was orgasmic. You were so many flavors.
I never had the great cereals. I would either get that one, the ones that sucked and were like wildly inexpensive, or any brand new super sugary cereal that was destined to fail because there would be a massive coupon that came out when they launched it. So if like C-3PO cereals came out, boom, we would get it. Donkey Kong Jr. cereal, boom, we would get it. Smurfberry Crunch, which by the way, I ate one time. The Smurfberries are blue, but your turds come out green. You ate that too as well.
Okay.
No, that's a palate. I mean, brown and...
Brown and blue, does that make green? I think that's the old saying.
I actually think that might be true.
Okay, so we got all the new cereals that were out for a day, and then Popeyes. Like Popeye puffed rice.
I actually remember Popeye puffed rice. No, we never bought it, because I lived in a crazy house that could afford Fruity Pebbles. But then I was an only child.
Do you know there was a restaurant we used to eat at?
I'm just going
to
say.
I'm not kidding. There used to be a restaurant called Po' Folks. And it was like, can you think of a more like humiliating place to go eat? But it was great because my mother would go and you could get with any meal, your kids ate free. So my mom would go, and it would be all five kids would get, like, you know, collard greens and stuff like that. She'd order, like, one tiny, like, $6 meal, and they would feed the entire family. They stopped that pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, you were taking advantage of the system.
Well, they offered it.
Well,
we're following the rules.
Well, someone doesn't enjoy capitalism. Well, if you're not on the teat of the government, you could enjoy Honey Smacks. But so what will happen is that Lockhart is obsessed with this guy. There's someone who's obsessed with Honey Smacks, and there's a reason that the guy can't get them. And he's lost his mind. He's a famous guy, apparently.
I know the reason they can't get them.
Yeah, salmonella.
Yeah, so they've been recalled.
Now, how you get salmonella in a product that has no meat?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
It's fascinating.
How does that happen?
Well, because it's made, obviously, in some, you know, slaughterhouse that, you know, like, I mean, how do you, yeah.
Does it have, like, a gelatin in it or something?
Of course
it does. A meat-based gelatin?
Of course it does.
Which is always good for breakfast.
Like, Honey Smacks and Corn Pops were impenetrable. Like, and that's, like, they came up with a formula to make them not get wet, which is the grossest thing on the planet. Like, if something's emerged in liquid, it should, you know, get wet. Like, it's not attractive to me that this is not getting damp. You know? We figured it out, James. If we put enough crap on this, it won't get wet. Well, what I want is something that defies the law of science. So we'll play that for you. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's a good bet. Give me one with 18 seconds of silence. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Well, we've heard stories of Rich's abject poverty.
Somebody tweeted me and said, there was not a restaurant called Po' Folks, Rich. Stop. And I tweeted him back a photo of Po' Folks. I went, yep, it's real.
I would imagine that was a Southern situation, that Po' Folks doesn't seem like something that would play in the Northeast.
I don't think so. No, I think it was actually very nice, even in the South.
Well, we were able to splurge on Ground Round and things of that nature, but the Shirtenleaves with their five children, they couldn't say no to having kids.
At a certain point, if you're on food stamps, wouldn't you just stop having kids? It was after the fifth one, so the food stamps was probably what...
Well, there's a budget that's laid out. Like, wouldn't you go, like, I can't... This seems like a bad idea.
It wasn't long we were on food stamps. It was for a short period of time. They got by,
no, but when you can't afford Honey Smacks.
I mean, there's people who live that way. I mean,
yeah, but not with five. See, five kids seems like a luxury that you can't afford.
I guess so. But as I said, you know, we were there for a little bit and we lived that way for a long time. So it was Tough Skins and it was Popeye rice in the morning. That was essentially it.
All right. So, Mike, get Lockhart in on the mic. All right. So they've recalled Honey Smacks because of salmonella, which obviously goes hand in hand with sugar cereal. Again, it's got to be something that has to do with it not getting wet in liquid.
Yeah.
That's something that it just, some compound that defies science and nature.
That was Clark Griswold's job in Christmas Vacation, yes. Remember?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. He invented it. So, Lockhart, who is this guy, and why is he obsessed with Honey Smacks?
All right, so this is Lil Boozy. Apparently, he's a rapper, and now he's Boozy Badass ever since he got out of prison. And I've never actually heard one of his songs, but apparently he's pretty big. And yesterday on Twitter, I just saw that he was furious about Honey Smacks. So, you know, I had to click on that. And now I'm obsessed because there's so many videos of him eating Honey Smacks in the club. You know, just eating them. And every time there's a celebration, he's going right for the Honey Smacks.
Yeah, he's Captain Diabetes. All right.
So, okay, so there's like a video of him in the club.
If you're driving a Lamborghini, you can afford more than Honey Smacks.
And I guarantee you he's like super fit, that he's like...
Oh, he's skinny.
Yeah.
Of course.
That he can eat like all these Honey Smacks and nothing happens.
But there's video of him in like in the VIP section of clubs, oh, just yeah. looking walking over, just crushing a gigantic bowl of Honey Smacks.
The biggest spoon you've ever seen.
Okay, so that's how he shows his great wealth.
This is Marshawn Lynch's Skittles.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, all right, I see. Yeah.
But, all right. But, I mean, do you want this guy endorsing your salmonella-ridden Honey Smacks? Why don't you just get rid of them? Like if it's that much of a pain in the ass to keep them clean, just get rid of Honey Smacks. They exist to be in variety packs that aren't eight.
See, I still found them delicious.
Yeah, because you were living on garbage.
That's true.
Again, you had a salt lick in the back that your parents would just go here. Like, tap water was a luxury to you.
That's exactly.
Of course you liked Honey Smacks.
Oh, God. That's those are them.
Yeah, they look like asses.
God, they're awful.
Yeah, they look like miniature asses.
Oh, they're awful.
And asses.
Stephen A. Smith might like them then.
Bad childhood memories.
They're not
right
big
there.
Enough. They disgust yeah. Stephen A. Smith.
You don't think he likes those?
No, they're too small.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Okay, all right. Like now, if the box was just one big Honey Smack.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
always ass.
All right. So here is Little Boozy, or Badass Boozy, as he's now. He was in prison, and now he is out. I would imagine you could get Honey Smacks at the commissary in prison, so he's probably fulfilled in that sense. But here is he is reacting to the recall of Honey Smacks.
I just got home and my kids just told me some shit about Honey Smacks are no longer available. I don't know if this is true, but if it is, I'm pissed. I need proof. I need proof. I think somebody might be trying to f*** me. I need proof.
Go to a grocery
they
store.
Say it's full of salmonella. They were saying something. Well, I'm full of salmonella. If anybody needs something, it's going to be me. But I need proof, man. That. They just can't take them off the market. I need proof. Somebody DM proof. The scientist, somebody DM me some proof to my DM.
All right, and he continues.
Okay.
Now, I think so, that he finds out this is not a scam or any kind of prank by the Kellogg's company.
Okay.
Just to get Badass Boozy.
A Little Boozy?
Badass Boozy.
What did he go to jail for? What did Little Boozy go to jail for? Anyone know? I'll have to look it up.
The wild spread of diabetes. Okay. They're going to pretty much soon call him 1 Foot Boozy because they're going to have to lop that thing off. Because of the diabetes. All right, here we go. Here is Little Boozy. He loves Honey Smacks. He's reacting to the recall of Honey Smacks.
I just found out the big news.
All right, so now he's found out that it's not a universal. What? There's no narcissism there at all. Now he's found out it's not a universal scam to get at Badass Boozy. Now he knows that indeed this is true. Oh, and this is about his album release. Okay, so he's talking about his album release.
The Libra this Friday, I'm a Leaf Party. Ghetto Party. You know I had to get rats to come to Leaf. This bitch gonna be off the chain.
Huh?
Okay, I'm not quite sure what's happening here.
Ghetto Party. You know I had to get rats to come to Leaf. Ghetto Party. You know I had to get rats to come to Leaf. Rats to come to Leaf. Rats to come to Leaf. I had to get rats to come to Leaf.
I'm reading what he was arrested for. I don't know if I want to make fun of this gentleman. I guess he got off on this, but they're saying that he did a $2,800 murder for hire, ordered by him and executed by his henchman, 17-year-old Mike Louding.
Get old porn. You know I had to get rats to come to Leaf.
I'm not quite sure what's being said there.
You know I had to get rats to come to Leaf.
Okay. Is he upset about the Honey Smacks? Is that what he's doing?
Well, I think he gets to it.
Okay, he does.
I don't know. I haven't heard it before, but I'm guessing. He's Rex to come to Leaf. I mean, you have to figure that much is true.
Ghetto porn. You know I had to get rats to come to Leaf. This bitch gonna be off the chain. Alabama, everybody from Alabama come, they already see it. You know I'm gonna bring my smacks in this bitch. Going down. Thanks, motherfucker. Give me a bowl. Give me a bowl, somebody. This going down. Me and Diggum going to be in that bitch.
Me and Diggum.
Diggum's the frog.
Diggum is the frog.
Diggum is the frog on the box.
Me and Diggum going to be up in this bitch.
That's Diggum. Yeah. I hadn't known that. Now that jogged my memory. It's
of course,
Diggum.
That's, he's the mascot.
That's Diggum. Yeah. Me and Diggum. I remember Diggum.
It's going down. Me and Diggum going to be in that bitch. The leave this Friday, bitch. We partying all night on everything. We
thug.
All right. Thank you, Boozy. Mr. Boozy.
Well, yes, listen, if we know one thing, it's for sure is that...
Alabama. Everybody from Alabama coming out.
Oh, wait. That's not what I want. If we know anything, I'll tell you this much is true.
Ghetto part. You know I had to get rats to come to leave.
Maybe you ask Siri what that is. Maybe get the phone on it. The translator.
Ghetto part. You know I had to get rats to come to leave.
Well, suffice it to say, if you're a fan of...
He loves his... He's got to... So there's got to be where the rats come and leave, someone is saying. Is what he's saying.
Okay.
Well, fair enough.
All right.
I don't doubt it. It's probably a phrase that I'm unfamiliar
when
with.
When the rats come and leave, I guess. Maybe that's how I got salmonella. Maybe that's how the audience
expects. I'm a 43-year-old man. Yeah. I don't know what's going on in the world right now. But indeed, Honey Smacks, the Kellogg Company, has recalled them due to them being gross. 73 people from 31 states have been infected with salmonella due to Honey Smacks. I don't know how they've know that's the case. 24 people being hospitalized.
Oh my God! I used to buy in college. The peanut butter crunch. Remember peanut butter crunch?
Yeah.
I would crush boxes of that, and I would just pour it in a cup and I'd drink it. And I bought some on a whim about 5 years ago, and when I ate it, like, the inside of my mouth was just caked in sugar for what felt like 3 days, and I couldn't get it off.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, like, rip up your mouth. Like, yeah. like it'll tear up your gums.
I can't remember the last time I had cereal.
Oh, see, I love cereal, and I can't eat it because, like, I crave it at, like, 11 o'clock right before I go to bed. I crave cereal.
All right, so why can't you eat it?
Because I can feel myself getting fatter. Like, you wake up.
Who cares? What do you care if you're fat?
I don't want to be
fat.
You're
married.
I still don't want to be fat. But you sleep on the big old pooch when you wake up that morning. You sleep on cereal, that, like, you get fat, like, three times as fast.
All right, well, you know, enjoy yourself. What do you got to worry about being fat? We will be back in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub, Kutcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We've been graced with a man who's given himself a nickname. He calls himself Scott the Traffic Guy. Hello, Scott the Traffic Guy.
Hey, Fred. Brother, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, you feel like letting this hillbilly out of the barn this morning? Because I want to roast a few people.
All right.
I listen to you guys all day long. I'm a stay-at-home dad. The wife's in the living room right now watching the show with the volume down, so... I comprise a little bit of material before I go out and mow the lawn. Hey, real quick, before we roast these guys, I'm wearing overalls and flip-flops right now. And my wife always gives me a hard time about my flip-flops. She goes, why don't you throw those out? I'm like, well, they're 12 years old. I'm like, I got at least 10 years left of them. She goes, well, they smell funny. I'm like, well, yeah, I know. So when she goes to bed after I make her dinner, I put them in the dishwasher with the dishes and I clean them that way. But don't tell her that.
This is Dave Chappelle, ladies and gentlemen. You can't fool anyone.
You ready? I'm ready today, brother. Hey, can we get some Nothing But a Good Time by Poison? Because this is going to work well for this roast. Oh, before you cue that up, you know how they bust your chops about the look-alike?
Okay,
here's
yeah.
Here's one for you. I got your back. A guy that works down there, true professional. I love him. I watch him every night on Early Edition. Mike Giardi. And those guys behind that window there that remind me of child support. Have them bring up Alex Guerrero. There's your look-alike.
That's right.
Okay, so what you said?
Just let him fly.
You know, you got a roast. Is that
let's hear the roast.
You want to hear the roast? Hey, Mr. Kraft, brother, what are you running down there? A daycare? It's like four grown adults fighting over a box of crayons and a coloring book. You should be embarrassed. Patriots Nation watching this stuff. Seriously, we're changing the address down there from One Patriot Place to One Panty Drive. It's a joke. Hey, Gronk, you ain't off the hook either, brother. How's that long-legged horse doing, brother? You know what second place is? First, last place, brother. Guess what? Someone didn't show up. So you know something? Guess who did? Paul Revere. He never owned a hoss. He stole it. But he showed up. Brady, I'm wearing overalls, brother. Send me some of those Jam Jams so I can mow my lawn in them. I'm growing tomatoes for you, brother. One-pounders. You want me to convert that over to PSI for you, big guy? This is unbelievable. Belichick, you ain't free and clear yet either, brother. I got two words for you. Johnny Manziel. Bring him in, brother. Ruffle the feathers. Stir the water. There's no roof on that stadium, brother. You might as well bring him in. What do you got to lose? I'm telling you, this is unbelievable. Don't let these guys off the hook. All your 98.5 The Sports have you all show up. We show up. We're Toucher and Rich. Big Jammer, guess what, brother? The beans ain't the only thing baked in Boston this morning, brother. Woo! That's all I got.
All right, fantastic. Boy, that was really...
Convert them over to PSI.
I think that he got that from right prior there, live on Sunset Strip.
That's just from Dice Rules.
Yeah.
Welcome to Up Chuckles, ladies and gentlemen.
If you would have played that song behind it, it would have been better.
It would have been better. By the way, Fred, late-breaking news. You were talking about Lil Boozy. Here's an internet video that he made just recently.
I've been diagnosed 4.5 years now. I got diagnosed when I was 20. But as the years go on, I feel like I learn more about it and I get better with it. When I tell people about how I motivate other diabetics,
right. Yep.
You know, prolonging their life, you know what I'm saying? So
you called it, and it kind of was willed into existence. Little Boozy, who eats nothing but corn or Honey Smacks, is diabetes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You got to figure it. Your whole thing is eating giant bowls of sugar. That at
maybe
some
it's
point,
not the best thing for you.
No, but it's amazing. He's very thin. But he's still got the betas. Michael Hurley is going to join us.
I don't know if he can follow up Scott, the traffic guy.
Well, hopefully he wrote some material.